10 minutes past 10 o'clock on a Friday morning, and my special guest has joined me. It's a very interesting Friday morning conversation. I'm talking to Azana Makosazana, who is a recording star, a celebrity in the music world, and she's done a lot more than simply record a few tracks and thrown them out there. So today is going to be quite interesting to find out a little bit more about who Azana is. Good morning, Cheese. Nice to have you on the show.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
Well, yeah, as you see, I am here. Who is Azana?
Azana is Makosazana. You actually said my name so perfectly. Thank you so much. Makosazana means princess. I'm a girl amongst many boys in my family, and I'm a musician. I've been singing from the age of 6, started recording at the age of 14, released my first single at the age of 19, and then went on to do other things as well besides music. I've always wanted to get into modeling, and I'm now venturing onto my modeling career, and I'm intertwining that with the community work that I do for my community in Dwe Dwe, which is where where my other home is. Not necessarily where I grew up, but where my father decided to stay there. And when he had left, I then decided to move into his house and start teaching children how to sing. So I'm always doing music, but in different ways. So the core of who I am is a musician.
Okay, but you say you didn't grow up in Dwe Dwe. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in a township called Chesterville.
And where is Chesterville?
It's in Durban, right next to Westville.
Okay. And what did you want to be when you were little?
When I was little, I wanted to be a famous person. That's what I knew.
Why?
And then because I always watched Lyra. And you don't really know necessarily what it is about it, but I knew that she was vibrating in her highest frequency when I saw her on stage, and I wanted to be that. So I was like, you know, I'd like to love myself enough to be like that, you know. And I said, I want to be famous. And then I then got introduced to music through my father, who played music, and I was like, actually, I want to sing.
What did your father do musically?
My dad used to play songs from America. There were songs like "Woman to Woman," "Have You Ever Been in Love."
Was he? What did he play? What instrument did he play?
He didn't play an instrument. He just exposed me to.
Oh, so he wasn't a musician.
Literally, no. He just exposed me. He loved music. He played it for me. He always used to say, "Sing it for me," and I sing it back. And that's when I realized that I'm gonna be a singer. So I started singing at like 6. My family always told me, you can sing, you can do whatever you want to do. And so that's where it came from, the confidence in singing, because when you hear my voice, it's very unique. And sometimes when I speak, people are like, that's such a different voice. And you wouldn't think that it can sing, but it does, because my family told me you can. You know, so everything that I do, it comes from the confidence that was instilled in me when I was still very young.
Okay. And how was your school career?
My school career was lovely. I went to Westville Girls. I went to Glenmore Primary. That's also where a lot of things that I became were instilled in me. So we had a choir, and we had a chamber choir, and I was the leader in that because I loved music. So I already knew when I was in high school that I actually want to do this outside of school, you know, working with the choir, which is what I'm doing right now. Working with the choir and working with children, loved it. That's how I actually figured it out. And then I went on to study law at UFS. Yes, and went to Johannesburg during that same time because I was still studying and recording my music, and people were getting to know who Azana is. Ended up in Johannesburg, paused my studies, continued my studies again from this year. And so I am
currently... So you're still studying law?
Yep.
What year?
2nd.
Oh, so it's taken you a while.
Yes.
Are you going to ever get there?
Yes. Oh, yes.
But why? I am. Why, if you're a singer and your eyes are set on stardom and all of yes. that beautiful, elusive, it is elusive that fame and. You want to be a
the fame,
is the lawyer thing just a fallback, or are you intending to become a legal representative sometime?
When you grow up, with my parents, knowing the music industry, were very stressed about how it would turn out in the long run. So you kind of do it for a fallback, as you mentioned, but I found my reasons for doing law. There's certain things that I'd actually like to achieve in the future. So it's not about my parents anymore. So it's not about a fallback. It's about what I want to achieve.
Okay.
And there's a
particular... How long have you been studying towards this degree?
This is going to be the... Because I had to start again.
Yeah.
Yes, so this is going to be the fourth year.
Okay,
trying to make it happen.
Your current track record by about 2030, you should be
2029. Yes, 2029. But it's never late for anything, and I think
what
they've always told us when we were young, they said, "Makosazane imfundo ayifundelwa, ayikhulelwa, imfundo ayikhulelwa," which means you can never be too old to finish school. You know, it also makes people comfortable when I say that, because people are afraid to go back to school because they're scared of being judged with age, or maybe it's too late, or I've tried and now.
But why did they say that to you? Were you a bad student? Did you take a long time to get through?
I'm an excellent student. Okay. I just really love music, and one thing that I do things with intention. All so right. When I decide to take on a path, I know why I'm doing it.
Let's take a listen to a track called Your Love. Can you tell us something about it?
Your Love is my first single that I've ever released in my life, actually. And it turned out to be one of the biggest songs that I've ever released.
Well, Let's take a musical breather. We'll be back on the flip side of Your Love by Azana with Azana. Your Love by Azana, my special guest this morning on the Dave Charles Show, brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito. So that was your first single. And how did it do?
It was amazing. It actually came out in COVID. And, you know, in COVID, people were in, like, they were distraught. So I didn't imagine it doing so well, because people were losing their loved ones. People were losing their jobs. Businesses were falling apart. And that's the time when I actually released my first album. And it turned out to bring hope to so many people.
How do you promote an album?
You promote it, first of all, you have to love it as the artist in order to wake up every single day and make the TikToks and make the videos that you need to bring out there so people can actually see the music. But how I promote my music, first of all, I go to radio interviews. So you guys, you jump each and every radio station that you can get a hold of. And at that time, I was in Johannesburg. So because we couldn't go there physically, I was taking calls day and night. I had a schedule from the morning, 8 a.m., 6 a.m. sometimes even. I was even surprised to know that you can even get interviews at 2 a.m. I used to take 2 a.m. interviews that were talking about the music. So you try and get people from everywhere to hear what you have to say about the music wherever they are. So some people in the car, some people in the comfort of their homes, but just spreading the word by taking the interviews and being there. And then there's my favorite part of how to push music, and it's TikTok. I then had to make TikTok videos with the songs in the background, dancing to the music, talking about the music, which is my favorite part because it's social media, and most people who are my age are on social media, so it's easier to connect with people in social media. And of course, there is newspapers that then you need a team for to make sure that all of that goes out there.
So are you what they describe as an influencer?
I am Yes, of course, actually. It makes me an influencer. I am an influencer who is a musician, and I have to influence in order for people to hear what I'm about in my music. So, of course, I do influence.
And how many followers have you got?
I have a lot of followers. A lot of followers. My gosh, millions, actually.
Millions?
And I'm not even joking. Yes, I have a lot of followers. And it's all built with connecting with people online, which is why I say it's my favorite part of pushing music, because you then get to connect with your audience. And they're not just followers. To me, they're literally my family.
Okay.
That is distant and that I don't know personally, but because they support me so much and they connect with my music that I connect with, then we share something in common, and it makes them more than just people who follow me. They are my friends. They are my sisters, my brothers.
A million of them.
Yes.
Okay. On the personal front, are you in a relationship? Are you married? Are you what goes on your love life?
I'm a single lady. I am not married.
Why is that so funny?
Dave is staring at me right now, guys. He is staring at me. No, I'm very single. I'm a single lady.
Have you any intention of settling down one day and having a family?
Oh, yes, of course. After certain things have happened in my life, I'd love to settle down. And also, I'd love to settle down when I see that the person that I'm settling down with is fit enough to be with me. As much as they also will feel the same way.
And
you know?
Describe your perfect match.
My perfect match. My perfect match, first of all, is someone that has love, because I love love. I'm such a loving person. I'm such a giving person. So they'd have to be a giver, a lover, and an honest person, of course. And a person can't be perfect, but they must have good intention. Yes. Yeah.
Anything else?
What's your perfect match?
Oh, my wife. We've been married for many years.
Beautiful. Yeah. That is beautiful. You see, that's what we also want, to say one day that I've been married for many, many years. And that doesn't happen when you don't choose the right one. So,
do you think marriage is still relevant?
Yes, it is relevant, especially if you grew up in a household where people were married. That's what I saw, and I loved it because my dad and my mom were around, and we got to experience that. So I'd love my children to also experience that. I think it would be a lovely thing, but if it doesn't work out, at the same time, it's better to have parents who are fully present and happy, even if they're separated, you know? But it would be lovely to have both parents in a household and raise children that way.
It's tough, though. There's a lot of pressure on the tradition of marriage. There's, as one is well aware, many marriages end sadly in divorce these days, because I think it's never been easier to stray. Isn't that funny to say something like that? But it's true.
Yes.
So we always hope for the best and cautiously maybe prepare for the worst. I don't hope that that is your scenario at all. I hope you find your true love, and it is a wonderful match.
Yes,
let's take a listen to another tune of yours, shall we? This one is called Magukanya, and give us the background to that.
It means let there be light.
Of course.
Magukanya, may I get all the things that I wish to get in my life. May I achieve every single thing that I put myself and set myself to.
Your
That's
song.
What it means. Yeah.
Song featuring Sam Deep, Zarkeez, and Azana, my very special guest this morning on a Friday morning on the Dave Charles Show, brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Palito. Azana, Makos Azana, how lovely to be in on a sort of weekend groove with a bit of, what did you describe that particular tune as? Is it amapiano, or is it more funk than that?
The song is a mixture of amapiano and deep house. with elements of jazz, as you can hear. It's very sultry, very warm as well. Like it feels like a hug.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Well, thanks for the hug. I really appreciate it. And moving on to the future now, because you've already hit some serious milestones along the way along your career, and it's done, I think, to a large degree by your extraordinary drive and passion and confidence. Have you always been confident?
No, but I always was sure of myself. I think I've always had anxiety. So whenever I used to walk in a room when I was younger, I used to be really, really anxious. And so I made the conscious decision to do things even if I am anxious, even when I am fearful, I'm scared. When it comes to even doing school orals or like school presentations where we have to stand in front of the whole school or the whole class, I was very aware that I was very anxious, but I had to do what I had to do because I loved it. And so I've just lived my life that way. I was actually telling the team when I walked in, because they said, oh, you look so calm. And I said, I'm very nervous. It's just that I've made the decision to do it nervous. So the confidence, it is there, but the anxiety is also there, and we do it even if we're anxious.
Okay. Yeah. You've got your sights set on some really big things going forward now, one of which is your degree, which I'm sure is going to happen. Another is to find the ideal match in life and have a family, which hopefully will happen too.
Yes.
But you're also entering, or hoping to enter, the Miss South Africa competition.
Yes.
How far along the line is that? Have you entered already, or are you still applying?
So I've entered for Miss South Africa. The application's actually closed. So we're currently waiting for them to get back to us with the top 30.
So they select from the applications the top 30?
They select from the applications. They select the top 30 out of all the women that have auditioned in South Africa.
What was the audition like?
It was very lovely because essentially what I was doing when I was talking in my video was advocating for what I feel needs to be heard in South Africa and what needs to change. So my specific advocacy was for better infrastructure and schooling facilities in rural and township areas. And this comes from what I've been doing, where I have been teaching a choir at Phuzulwazi Secondary School. And in the fun that I've had, it's been lovely. I can't not look at the problems that the school is facing. So that's where my advocacy comes from. So it was very beautiful putting the video together, because it was just me basically saying what I've been doing and then summing up everything and telling the universe out there that this is what I'd like to happen, you know. So this is me saying, Miss South Africa, the organization, these are some of the things that children are going through in the rural areas and townships. Mm. Yeah.
You talk a lot about the universe and the creator, etc. Are you quite a spiritual person?
Spiritual person, I feel we are all spiritual beings as long as we are alive. Like, maybe also because I'm on this realm with you. So that's the information that we know. I feel everyone is spiritual because we all have feelings. We all have dreams, aspirations. So that's how I feel about everyone. It's not only to me.
Okay. But yeah. Do you have faith? Do you practice in a particular direction?
Yes, I have faith in the creator that has created. I feel like there's just a lot of words to, there's a lot of words to explain certain things, but I feel everyone has faith in something. And I might use the word universe and someone might use the word anything else that people use, but we are all human beings in this earth. And we like to have hope in something.
You talked about change, and your advocacy clearly is looking towards change in the primary school infrastructure, rural and urban. But presumably there are bigger issues as well that you are concerned with. What is your hope for South Africa going forward?
My hope for South Africa going forward is having more unity. And I say this because this year I really had to unite with my community. And I saw the power in that. And I'll make examples. For example, we grow our own food in Dwedwe. And my next door neighbor has avocados and I have beans. And I have realized the power of community because we literally can trade food and decrease consumerism. And so when we allow ourselves to unite with our communities and live together and help each other, life becomes so much easier. And so I think for South Africa, because we're going through so many things as a country, and especially with everything that is happening and the status quo, it would be lovely to see people and communities coexist with each other to make their lives easier. So it's definitely community unity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, looking towards the future and the big competition coming up that you have entered and are hoping to be selected for, we'll be holding thumbs for you, as they say.
Thank you.
Rooting for you from the sidelines. And if you become Miss South Africa, you must come back and tell us all about
it. I definitely will come back. I'll come back with the crown.
We'll look forward to that. And in the meantime, we'll play out with the tune that you've selected. It's not one of your recordings, but
yes,
it's a tune by Jene Aiko. Tell us about Guidance.
I've played this song throughout my journey this year with helping the children of Puzulwazi, because I did, you know, you have to be in a state of gratitude for everything that life throws at you, because it makes you a stronger person, a better person. And so I did feel very guided this year. You know, so it's called Guidance, and it says, now I feel guided, I'm not alone. And so that's why I keep playing the song again. Every morning when I wake up, Dave, I play this song. Before I sleep at night, I play it. It speaks to my soul.
Azana Makosazana, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.